This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
He skipped two Republican primary debates, and now GOP gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder wants to limit his meetings with Democratic rival Virge Brunero to three. Meanwhile, the mayor is calling for eight debates. WILS spoke to Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer about the issue.
While Virge is a great debater, that's no excuse for Snyder to duck debates. The voters deserve the information. They deserve to see these candidates on their feet, answering questions, and not in some prepared, scripted TV ad.
Snyder leads Brunero in the first poll taken since their nominations, even without the backing of Right to Life of Michigan, due to his support for stem cell research. Some saying he's not a social conservative. Snyder says he's concentrating on another issue.
My primary focus is the economy. If you get the economy going, if you create jobs, you can actually do good improvement on social issues.
Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III here on WILS clarifies his position on the medical marijuana issue. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Dunnings appeared this morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show to discuss the hot topic and also ripped on some members of the local media.
I want to know why you're against the medical marijuana industry. I know that...
Whoever told you that?
Well...
That's just not true.
Oh, now, come on.
If you talk to some of the people that are trying to set up medical marijuana providers within the framework of the law, I've been very helpful. The problem is, you read the state journal.
Dunnings, meanwhile, took a jab at the state law surrounding the issue. He says it's poorly drafted.
The people voted that caregivers may provide a certain amount of marijuana to the people who meet the medical requirements, and they should do so to recover their costs. They didn't say that it should become a huge profit-making industry.
And also on the medical marijuana front, a potential moratorium is on the agenda for tonight's city council meeting in Williamston, home to the controversial Greenleaf Smokers Club. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The trial of a Lansing police officer accused of improperly running background checks scheduled to begin today has been postponed until October. Eight-year veteran officer Lori Williams accused in the case, the judge learning today that related information was not turned over by the prosecution. Last week's explosion at the AmeriChem plant in Mason likely to have been due to static electricity causing a tanker truck to catch fire. Sergeant Robert Ott of the Ingham County Sheriff's Department tells WILS the Homeland Security Department got involved.
They responded initially that day just to make sure that this wasn't some type of terrorist incident, and it is not.
With the two major party gubernatorial candidates chosen, voters now wait to see Virge Brunero and Rick Snyder debate. Brunero calling for eight meetings, while Snyder opting for a total of three. Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer tells WILS that the Republican candidate avoided several of the events during his primary campaign.
I hope Snyder won't engage in that kind of evasion in the fall. He owes it now in the general election to the voters of Michigan to be available for debates, to answer their questions.
A potential medical marijuana moratorium on the agenda for tonight's city council meeting in Williamston, home to the controversial Greenleaf Smokers Club. Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III tells WILS's Tony Conley the state law surrounding the issue is poorly drafted.
People voted that caregivers may provide a certain amount of marijuana to the people who meet the medical requirements. They didn't say that it should become a huge profit-making industry.
The explosion at a chemical plant in Mason still under investigation, although preliminary indications point to static electricity as the cause. A tanker truck carrying about 500 gallons of mineral spirits exploding at the AmeriChem facility on Friday. Sergeant Robert Ott of the Ingham County Sheriff's Department tells WILS no injuries were sustained.
There was a worker that was actually running the pump that unloads the material from the trailer. As soon as the fire started, he was able to get out.
Gubernatorial candidates Virge Brunero and Rick Snyder already at odds. The two nominees disagreeing on the number of debates they should have. Brunero calling for eight. Snyder, his Republican rival, says no more than three. Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer tells WILS that Snyder should not be attempting to limit the meetings.
Maybe we do some town halls, some straight-up debates. They can be all kinds of different formats. I don't think the voters of this state are going to stand for him hiding from the voters like he was able to do in the Republican primary.
Should there be a medical marijuana moratorium in Williamston? That issue will be discussed at a city council meeting tonight in the town that's home to the controversial Greenleaf Smokers Club. Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III tells WILS's Tony Conley that the rules need to be clarified.
I think what we need to do is get a statutory scheme in place here that makes sense, so that people who have a medical need for marijuana can have access to it. But what we have now is just a mess.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, followed by areas of fog, mostly cloudy, low around 69. Tomorrow a 30% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny and hot, high near 90. And tomorrow night, more showers possible, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.